Greg, thanks for being here with us today.
No problem, Aaron.
The Knoxville Fire Department is hosting an open house today, 5 to 6 p.m. this evening, and going to be for a variety of reasons, really. First, let's talk a little bit about the remodeling. You guys completed that recently. Just talk about everything you did here on the inside of the building, because there is a lot.
Yeah, it was quite a bit. We actually started this way back in, I think it was June, and it's been a long process, obviously. We ripped up the old floor and took down the ceiling, so we've got all new floor, all new ceiling. We put in all new cabinets and countertops around the station, so it's less cluttered. We have places to put things now instead of everything stacked on top of each other out for everybody to see. It's all tucked away nice and neat. So we built sleeping quarters for our nighttime crews, so they're not, you know, tipped back on a couch, not getting good night's sleep. So if they get a chance to catch some Z's in the overnight, if they're not too busy, then they've got that option. So yeah, it's come together pretty nice. We're pretty proud of that.
You guys repainted all the walls here too and everything?
Yes, all the walls have been repainted. So it just looks like a completely different place. It's a lot brighter. It fits our needs a lot better.
How did you guys pay for this?
This was all out of Memorial Fund. We actually designated some of the Memorial Fund monies toward that. We had up to $5,000. I think we came in just a little bit below that we designated for it. And, you know, we worked on it in our spare time, volunteer time. So it was people coming in, you know, when they weren't working or whatever to do this stuff. So.
And then another thing that public will get a chance to check out here today is the new granite structure outside with the memorial bell. Explain how that came together.
It came from the Bill and Lucille Wolf Estate. And it's very nice, beautiful granite structure to hold the bell, I guess you would call it. And it's a big improvement from what it was. We just had two metal poles, you know, with an iron bar across the top that was all getting kind of rusty and not so strong and not so safe for kids to play around. So it was definitely something needed, and it's definitely an improvement.
It's a nice place to have that bell that I now realize is over 100 years old. It has 1906 on the side of it, so who knows how long it's been since it's had a new encasing thing, and that this granite structure should last a while.
It should. We're hoping so, and like I said, we're pretty proud of that.
Also, the new ambulance will be out on this pad that for a little bit here. How's that going now with three ambulances? Have you guys had to use it a bunch?
We have actually used all three ambulances more than we ever thought we would. It's amazing how busy we've become. Just EMS service in general, obviously, has just been very busy lately, and it's with the, you know, population, the baby boomers getting older, it's just going to be something that, you know, we're called on to do more of all the time. So it's a good thing we've got three ambulances in place, and it's been a huge asset. We love the new ambulance. I mean, it's all set up better for us to work on patients and for us to do better care.
All right. And also tonight we'll get a chance to meet some of the fire chief candidates as well. And hopefully that process will come to a close soon, but the public will get a chance to kind of meet and greet with those four men and talk to them about what they think is important to the Knoxville in fire and EMS care.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, some juice, cookies and coffee for anybody that comes in, meet the candidates, check out all the stuff we've got going on. Like I said, with the remodel, with the ambulance and the structure for the bell, but we're excited to see who the new chief's candidates are too, and meet them and kind of have our, just kind of meet them a little bit before, you know, and see what's going to happen with that. So we're excited for all that to come to a close.
All right, so 5 to 6 p.m. tonight, get out to the Knoxville Fire Department. Anything else you want to add today, Greg?
Just thank the community for all the support that they've given us. And we look forward to working with them and serving them through the years. So.
All right, thanks very much.